Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
How you guys doing? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and I hope everyone is doing well. It's good to be here tonight. So many things are happening in the world, so many things happening, and I'm going to get to what we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but before we go do that, I'm going to play a song, and this song is Can I Get an Amen from the church today. I hope you guys like this. This is from our project, Life's Lessons.
Take a stand and show someone we really care.
just pray a couple, let them know he's there. La 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 la. Tell you. La 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 la. Can I get an amen? La 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 la. Ooh yeah. La 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 la. Can I get an amen from the church today? From the church today. People are hurting, they want to know the way. If we take a stand and show someone we really care, see you smile, cause ray of hope will let them know he's there. Church can get an amen. Amen, hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen, hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen, hallelujah. Can I get an amen? An amen, an amen, an amen, oh. Can I get an amen from the church today? If we take a stand and show someone we care, sing a smile, cause ray of hope, let them know he's there.
You know, it's great to be here with you guys today. No, today I want to talk about grief. But before I even go forward, send my condolences out to a family member of mine. You know, so we've had death in the family, so please keep my family in your thoughts and prayers. I'm not going to say too much because that's because if they haven't put it out, I'm not putting it out. But just keep my family in prayer. You know, we had half death in the family. And, but you know what, you know, it's amazing. We're talking about grief. As you see, I'm wearing my mom's pendant that I had made. And, one of our friends got it made and I paid him last year for it, but, he helped me, you know, and I went and got it, picked it up. And, so my mom, I celebrated my mother's second heavenly birthday yesterday. And, you know, I'm just sitting up here looking, you know, is it just you? Let me see something. Oh no, okay, no wonder. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe it might be good right now. Is this better for you? You might want to just turn yours up for a little bit. Let me check something. Let me check something. Okay, hopefully that's better for you. That's better for you. I just did something. So hopefully the volume is better for you. But I was just talking today about I'm talking about grief. You know, I want to talk about grief. And what I was sharing with you guys is that my family had death in the family, so please keep my family in your prayers. I'm not going to go into it. I'd rather my cousins, if they want to do it, whenever they decide to do it, they can do it. You know, so it's something that's new. You know, so it's amazing. I'm talking about grief, and then I was talking about, you know, celebrate my mother's second heavenly birthday yesterday, and it was rough. You know, how many of you guys know that grief is, you know, this is not going to be a dark, dark type of conversation tonight, because I'm believing in hope. But in getting through the grief, in getting through when painful things happen, how have you dealt with grief? Have you dealt with grief? You know, grief is something that it takes time. It takes time. Grieving takes time. It takes time. You know, it takes time to grieve, you know, and there are stages of grief, you know. You know, when you lose someone, you go through, like, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then finally acceptance. And it happens in a stage that you are in. It happens and you heal according to how you heal. You know, and it happens with time. It happens with time, you know, and people told me, they's like, man, you're just getting started with your grief. And you know, and I'll tell you this, having lost my mother, I'm not going to lie, it was rougher than rough. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this, you know, I want to talk about it because a lot of people are going through grief, a lot of people going through are grieving. They're grieving losses. We're grieving losses. We're grieving, you know, whether it's the death is today, whether it was yesterday, whether it was a year ago, whether it was 5 years ago. And some people never get through that. But, you know, I believe that God's desire for us is to get through our grief, is to work it out, work through it. You know, someone told me like this. They said, you just don't get over it like that, but it takes time, but you never really get over it. You learn how to deal with it. And I can tell you this, you know, if someone has been in your life, they've been in your life, you know, and it takes time. It takes time. So that's what I want to talk about today. Now I'm going to play some music and talk. We know talk, and this is not a, hopefully, I'm not doing a clinical type of discussion. I'm just talking about grief overall. I'm not going, you know, I didn't write a paper about it. You know, I didn't do that at all. But, how are you guys doing out there? How you guys doing out there? You know, I know you guys are kind of quiet on Facebook. And so I'm not, you know, so this is going to be a time where I'm going to talk a little bit. But I'm also going to, you know, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear about from you guys. You're doing well, Tamisha? Okay, so 5 stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And guess what? You go through these things. Sometimes it might be in those exact stages. Sometimes it might change, you know, but it takes a while. You're blessed, Dr. T, no complaints. That's cool. You know, let's go to some scripture. All right. You know, now grief. Listen, guys. Man, I'm not gonna lie, I was on the phone and I was just reading some titles on my phone, and all the titles, there's so many things that are going on and happening right now. So many different things happening. What's going on, Dwayne? So many different things happening right now in our world. You know, when you read the headlines, like, man, this person died like this way, this person died that way, this person was poisoned, this person was killed by a freak accident. It's like, man, all these different things happening, you know. But I just want to encourage us today to not give up hope. Let me tell you, hope is what's getting me through. I'm not going to lie. Hope is what is getting me through. And without hope, I would not be here. Without faith, I would not be here. It is rough out there. And a lot of people are going through and experiencing so much. Tamisha says, sometimes it is the loss of a dream or opportunity, not the loss of a person. That's true. Grief and loss. You know, I when I went through some of the things I went through, it was like an umbrella, grief and loss. Loss, grief and loss, and how to grieve. And, you know, and those 5 stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Like I said, and I'm glad you said to me, it's not about necessarily about a loss of a person. It's also a loss of a dream, loss of opportunity. You know, have you gone through things and it felt like, you know, I'm just losing all around? You go through those stages of grief. When you have a friendship and there's a close friendship, and then you walk away from the friendship, a friendship is done and has dissolved, you know, guess what? You're going through that grief. You grieve. Yeah. You know, this is what word God says about grieving and about loss. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, I would start singing this song that some friends we used to sing back in the day, but I think that's someone's song. So, and I don't know if they copyrighted it. So I'm not going to sing because I'm not sure about that. But you know, again, you know, I want to sing it. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. In Revelation 21, verse 4, it says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. In Psalm 147, verse 3, it says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. You know, 1 Peter 5:7, I like the King James Version. Cast your burdens upon Jesus, because he cares for you, something like that. What the NIV says, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. We used to sing the song, cast your burdens unto Jesus, upon Jesus, he cares for you. You know, listen, I've been talking all day, so I am not going to try to sing right now. My voice is like, boom, nope. You know, but he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, casting anxieties on him, 1 Peter 5:7, because he cares for you. You know, and it's about us taking this, our cares. No, I can't do it tonight, Dr. T. You got to, I'll play it for tonight. I can't sing it tonight. My voice is done. You know, my voice is done. You know, so I've been talking for over 12 hours. My voice is done. You know, but, thank you so much, Dr. T. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, but, you know, grief. You know, when I was going through some of those things, one of the things that helped me to get through grief is learning to be thankful for what I do have. And listen, you're going to mourn. First of all, you are going to mourn. You're going to mourn the loss of whatever that thing is, whether it's whoever that person is or whatever situation you are hoping for. Guess what? You're going to mourn. You're going to go through that period. It's natural. You are going to mourn, but the thing is not to stay in it, not to stay stuck. And I went through a period, guys, where I was stuck. I was really, really stuck. I was stuck. And my mother prayed for me. You know, listen to this. I told my mother before she passed, I said, I'm going to be okay. Now, I have gained about 10 pounds, but I said, but at least I can gain like 100 pounds or something like that, like I normally would do over death, especially death of most important person in my life. So I'm grateful that God's kept me that I haven't done that. You know, Joy, listen, I will gain, lose it, and someone else pass. I gain, lose it, almost going way down. It took me a minute to break the 300 mark. I was almost in the mid 300s going towards 400. So I praise God for God taking me, bringing me from that. I told someone, I said, man, I must have been really big if I lost like 70 pounds, 60, 70 pounds, and I was still big, you know, so I was huge. My mom was like, no, you were gigantic. But, you know, I loved her. She was crazy, you know. But, you know, I went through that. You know, when you go through grief, you deal with it things in different ways. You know, it's how you cope. How do you cope with the loss? How do you cope with the pain in a good way, that you're not developing bad habits as a result of your loss. Yeah. Listen, my mom was she was hilarious, Dr. T. You know it. She was hilarious. You know, and it's like she was like, I was like, yeah, mom, I must have been really, really big. You know, she was like, you huge. You're gigantic. You were huge. But you know, I said, Mom, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to gain 100 pounds. If I were to let myself go, if I would have let myself go, guess what? I would have gained all that weight and then some. But I said, I couldn't do that. It took forever to get out of that. So grief is real. I want to tell you tonight, grief is real. People are going through and they are dealing with life. They're dealing with heartache. They're dealing with loneliness. They're dealing with a whole bunch of things. whether it's someone passing or whether it's something that they were hoping that they were going to achieve and didn't. My mom didn't sugarcoat. She didn't sugarcoat. And I'll tell you something that she told me. She said, Mom, why did you say things like that? And she said, sometimes, son, you can sugarcoat it and say it in a different way. And she said, but then she said, sometimes, she said, you've got to say it the way it needs to be heard. Sometimes someone needs to hear it the way that needs to be heard. You can't sugarcoat everything because sometimes people don't get it when you don't. But, you know, so I respect that with my mother. I'm like that in a lot of ways, too. I say what I got to say. But I have to get pushed to a certain extent. But as I become older, I'm more like to be straightforward with how I feel, you know. And but I praise God for my mother. You know, listen, you know, it's about being honest. It's about being honest. It's about being honest. And, you know, listen, you know, Brother Troy says, and Pastor Troy says, so much grief and depression out there. We got to stay deep in prayer. That's so true, Pastor Troy. I call him PT, Pastor Troy. So much grief and depression out there. We got to stay deep in prayer. Yeah, we've got to stay deep in prayer. We've got to stay deep in prayer because it's out there. And, you know, and guys, I'll tell you this. I would not have gotten through that dark place if it had not been for prayer. I spoke on Tuesday about, you know, as far as having people around you, as far as having people who are close to you, and who's by your side? Who is by your side? Who can you count on? That's one thing I said on Tuesday. Who can you count on? You know, so that when you're going through, you have some people who are around you. When you feel like you cannot pray, you have some people around you who are willing to pray for you, keep you, you know. And the biggest thing is this: you have to own your feelings. Are you grieving? No, I'm not grieving. Are you depressed? No, I'm not depressed. You got to admit. You got to own up to it. And it's okay if you are someone who's normally strong and you say, I can't say I'm depressed. I can't say I'm grieving. So how can you get better if you don't admit what it is? You have to acknowledge it. If you're depressed, you're depressed. If you're grieving, you grieve. You're grieving. You know, but it's about not staying there in that place. Go through the process, but don't get stuck. See, there's a difference with admitting that you have an issue, that you need some prayer. It's a different thing with just staying in it, and you're just grief. You're grieving. Whether, you know, and I'm going back to that whole thing about the stages of grief, right? I'm going to pin this stages of grief, you know, is it different when you talk about the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And you just stay in it. I can't believe a person is God. Then you're upset. Why didn't God? No, Lord, you know, when they're going through the things, Lord, I wish I could do this. If you just do this, I can, you know, then depression, then acceptance. You know, you will go through the process. You'll be at the place where you need to be in your time. It's okay to have feelings. Thank you, Tamisha. Yeah. It's okay to have feelings. Even if strong, it's okay. It's okay to say, yeah, I have feelings. I told some people, you know, yes, sometimes you are going to cry. Let me tell you, I'll be honest, I didn't cry that much. But let me tell you, the past year and a half, that year and a half has been more like, like 16 months. Listen, I've cried more than 16 months I have in my entire life. And in fact, I can say I don't think my mother saw me cry maybe once or twice, you know, as an adult. Not much about as a kid, you know, but as an adult, no, probably not. She saw some tears run down my eyes. I was trying to stay strong. God was keeping me strong. I can be strong for her. And when it was time to do it, it's time. It broke. Then God got me through the whole process, the preaching process, getting her things together, moving her things out, distributing things. I had people around me who had cousins, I called cousin aunt and cousin uncle, who were there. And then some of my other aunts, two of my other aunts were there. You know, three of my cousins were there. And some friends, some play aunts were there. You know, so I praise God for that. It's okay to have feelings. Just don't stay stuck in those feelings. Just don't stay in that thing where, you know, you're just angry. You know, listen, you know, give yourself some grace. And I think learning that, you know, you can't always be strong, right? You know, and when it comes, it just comes. When Thor comes, it just comes. Just move myself. But, you know, it's okay. It is okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. Just don't sin. You know, if you're going through that thing, be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen. You know, do all that. Do all that. You know, just make sure you don't do anything crazy. But a lot of times, guys, people aren't, when you don't acknowledge the pain, you go out and do some crazy stuff. Acknowledge the pain. Acknowledge that you're hurting. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you less than a man. If something hurts, it hurts. It's foolish to say, we don't hurt. Because guess what? You hold on to your hurt. Well, I'm not hurting. Yes, you are. I'm not bleeding. Yes, you are. You hold on to it. Hold on to it until you explode. Listen, if you're hurting, you're hurting. You don't have to stay there. You can work through it. God will bring you through it. Let's see. Tamisha says, it's okay to reach out to others and try not to isolate. Let people help you and show you love. Yeah. You know, that's true. But I also say, you got to know the angle where people are coming from, because the enemy comes in sheep's clothing. You know, so you got to know who's around you and what purpose do people are really people. Real people are really, what are people's intentions? You know, sometimes people say, oh, I'll be there, but they have ulterior motives. So it's great to let people know, but you got to be wise in who you let come over. You know, you have to use some wisdom. Troy says, Pastor Troy says, God took me through my brother and mother passed within a 5-month period from late 2021 to 2022. It still hurts. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Pastor Troy. You know, you went through it. You went through a lot. You went through a lot. I'm so glad that God did that for you, Pastor Troy. And he's bringing you through it. And I appreciate you being here for me, Pastor Troy, just like I'm there for you and your family as much as I could. Dr. T says, my grief was stuck in denial because I relied on alcohol to protract the denial. I wanted to be numb. I did that for over a year before I stopped and faced the pain. I'm so glad that you faced that pain, Dr. T. I'm so glad that you faced that pain, you know. And I think it takes courage to face the pain. It takes courage. Yeah, and it hurts. And I think that when you think, like, man, this person is really not here. And I think for myself, it's like, oh, I'm going to be here. Lord, let me be here. And I was there. I was there to my mom's last breath. And I pray, I wasn't by myself though. Some of my cousins were with me, my mom's nieces. And so I praise God. Some other relatives were out in the hallway, but I praise God. I was there for that last breath. That meant a lot. And, and I prayed for it and I asked God, I wanted to be there. And then after it happened, it was like, man, I can't believe she really gone. I know where I believe she's going. Like, she's really gone. But you know what? Listen, guys, as my mom was crossed over, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you about this, what gives me hope. If you ever felt the Holy Spirit and you felt like that love and that other being, powerful being, just going through your soul, it was like that times 10 or 100. It was one of the most beautiful things I had ever experienced in my entire life. One of my oldest God sister was in there with me, and it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So that helped me get through. God allowed some things to help me get through it. I was there, but I praise God. I praise God for that experience. You know, I'm not, you know, certain things, you know, I think I've shared it because I felt led to share it. Certain things are private. They're right here. But I just want to say this. I experienced something I never experienced before in my entire life. You know, so grief. You know, God will bring you through it. And it takes some time, but you have to give yourself time to heal. And you have to be willing to go through it. And no one can go through that, through your journey part, that pain and grief that you might experience, except you. I can't go through that for you. You have to go through that. But guess what? If you're going through it, guess what? I'm going to be here as much as I can. Dr. Terrell says, as months went by that seemed like weeks, numb, wanting to be numb. You know, I'm glad that you're well, Dr. T. The pain is devastating, still is, but I have built a fortress of faith to protect me. I have drawn from my mother's faith to move forward. And that's what you got to do. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. T. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to do that. You've got to hang in there. You've got to hang in there. And I think that there's some times where you are going to have to go through it. There's some times where even if people say, I want to be there, guess what? There's some things you've got to process. You've got to process by yourself. You know, but I like what you said, Tamisha. Tamisha, I'm going back to what Tamisha said. She said, it's okay to reach out to others and try not to isolate. Let people help you and show you love. Yeah. But at the same time, sometimes you do have to go through. There's some things, you know, like when Jesus went to the cross. Let me tell you this. You know, that slave that helped him carry the cross when he was too tired to do it. But guess what? There's some things that you are going to have to do. You're going to have to go through. And no one can go through that for you. But it's great to know when you have people's support. And prayer works. Prayer changes things. You know, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. You know, and it's about using wisdom. You got to use wisdom. So with grief and loss, being open to God, healing you, healing your heart, healing your soul, telling you that it's going to be okay, telling you that, look, you will get through this. Listen, guys, yesterday was rough. Last year was more like, did this just happen? It was more like, last year was like first. It was like, man, my mother passed right before Christmas, then right before the New Year, and then it was like Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, all the holidays between then and her birthday, March, you know, yesterday, March 22nd. And it was like, it was first, then my birthday is going to be next month. And then we had a whole bunch of family members who passed between March and April, you know. So it was like last year was like one of my uncle's first birthdays. You know, so it was a lot. It was a lot. That first year, my 2021 was a lot. You know, like at least seven people in 2021. And between 2019 and now, whew, guys, I'm talking about at least 20 people, family, friends. You know, but listen, God is good. And guess what? We're going to experience loss. And if you live long enough, you know, someone told me that they said, Mr. Wright, you're old. You've lived over half your life. And I told the young man, I said, you know what? I probably have. I said, but if you do live to be my age, and I pray you do, if you do live to be my age, you know, I'm realizing, guys, I am. Unless I'm going to make it to 100 or 101, 102, I've lived most of my life. I'm on the other side now. But it's very, very important that we enjoy this life. And even in the midst of pain, guys, you know what? This is something we're all going to have to go through that. We're born to die. There's a song called Born to Die. You know, guess what? But in between being born and dying, we are living. So how are you living? How are you living? So in the grieving thing, it's not about staying there, you know, you go through it. Then you have to ask yourself, what would that person, what would that other person want you to do? Would that other person want you to stay in a spot where you are stuck, where you don't live anymore? They've done their journey. They've done their journey. You know, I think that other person will want you to go ahead and live your life. P.T. Troy, my brother Troy, P.T. Pastor Troy, says, yes, Brother G, I was there holding my mom's hand as she transitioned to. The hospital was filled with God's glory, a moment I will never forget. But I still have those moments, and I truly appreciate you calling me, bro, when I was going through. You are genuine. Listen, P.T., you were there for me, man. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you so much, man. I do. Because you're one of those who really, really checked on me. And then when you already lost your, I think your brother passed first, right? And then your mom. You know, so that was a lot. That was a lot. You went through a lot. We've gone through a lot. And loss is loss. Whether it's somebody's life or whether it's a dream or whatever it is. Listen, I went through a whole big thing about loss, grief and loss in 2014 through 2016. You know, I probably could take it even further, 2008, my grandmother passed, and I came back from Japan and gained a whole bunch of weight, lost it, gained a whole bunch of weight, lost it, gained a whole bunch. Whew. By the time my first aunt passed, you know, and I gained a whole bunch, and I was losing it, and just when I got it lost, losing. One of my cousins, we were like 10 days apart. Man, let me tell you, once he passed, I shot and lost and gained up about a good, probably close to 100 pounds. So I ended up being over 100 pounds. And, you know, God is good. God has kept me. So I'm telling you because I've been there, been through it, and God is keeping me put on, keeping me, and I praise God for that, bring me through. Susan, I call her Mama Flavor. I know her as Lady Flavor, but I call her Mama Flavor. She says, I was both of my parents through their dying process, and when they crossed over to be with our Father, G, you and your mama were a blessing to each other and others. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Mama Flavor. And Mama Flavor, I saw you, you know, I remember when you were going through with your father, and that was such a blessing. You know, you don't really know until you've gone through it. And I tell you, I've gone through, you know, some losses with aunts that were like other mothers. But when it's your birth mother, when it's your mom, it's something different. Yeah, I like you said, Tamisha, you can't put your life on pause. You've got to go through it. But I'm going to tell you this. If you have not gone through it, you can say whatever you got to say. You don't know what it's like until you've gone through losing a parent. If you haven't lost a parent, you can say some things. And listen, you can help. But I will say this. If you want help, you can get help. You know, if you want help, you can get help. There's some people who might not have gone through that type of loss, but they might have gone through the whole thing of loss. But it comes in a different type of level when you lose a parent. When you lose a parent, it becomes a different type of thing when you lose your parent. It becomes a different type of thing when you lose a parent. That's the truth. They passed February 2016. And I have his preaching robes where I can see them daily. Oh, man. Your dad looks so cool, Mama Flavor. He looks so cool. You look just like your dad. You look just like your daddy. You know, your dad. You know, yeah. And that is so cool. You know, I have my mom's, I have her singing robe. You know, she's a singer. You know, and it was great. Listen, guys, honor the people in your life and understand that death is going to come. go through the process. And it's, and like so much, I thought, guys, I was like, okay, I know where my mother's going. I'll make sure I'm going to the dark side. I'll make sure that I don't go into depression. You are, but you are, you're going to go through those stages. It's just about make sure you don't get stuck in that stage. It's about make sure you don't get stuck in it. But I'm going to tell you this, those who have lost their parents or a parent, I understand, like, because I'm telling my dad, whenever I talk to him, hey, I love you, Dad. You know, I love my stepmother. You know, I'm going to go and see them pretty soon. You know, listen, love the people. You know, so I do have thank God I still have my father. I still have my father. I still have my stepmother. You know, I still have a couple aunts left. Well, I do have a lot of aunts left. I have like four aunts left. I have my mom's two sisters and two aunts on my dad's side, two aunts, you know. And I praise God. I love family. My mom loves family. I love family. And guys, as a matter of fact, talking about family, please keep my family in thoughts and prayers. If you had a death in the family, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of that tonight because that's my cousins. That's their business, what they've gone through, you know. You know, so please keep my family in thoughts and prayers, my young cousin. Even if you know it's coming, you're still not ready. That's so true, Tamisha. Even if you know that it's coming, you're still not ready. You are still not ready. I thought, Tamisha, you guys know that you came through, you know that my mom, as Dr. T would say, Sister Livia, was here. She was here. And I kind of knew, okay, when something was happening and she was not there, I knew, okay, she's not feeling well. She ain't coming. No, I was like, Mom, come. You know, so, but Mom was here. She was front and center. You know that. You know that. Those of you guys who are here, Tanisha, you guys know that Sister Livia was here. And I had to get used to her not being here. But even when you know it's coming, when it happens, you're never prepared. I understand that now. You are never prepared. You're still not ready. Even though, and when it comes to those feelings, it's like, man, she was just here. But I'm grateful. Take some deep breaths. Do some activities that you like to do. You know, but I'll say this. You got to admit what you're going through and then be willing to work through it. God will give you that grace, you know. You know, Anthony, hey, what's up, Anthony? He said, you never truly get over the loss, but it gets so much easier in time. It becomes a new normal. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anthony. That's so true. You never truly get over the loss, but it gets so much easier in time. It becomes a new normal. Mm. You know, yesterday, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Yesterday was hard. Yesterday was rough. Yesterday was rough for this grief discussion. I was going to put that picture up, and I was like, nah, that'd be a picture for me that I was grieving. So my eyes, you know, had some tears running out. Like, nah, I'm not going to put that up there. But, you know, Tamisha says, the grief also comes in waves. Something can trigger a memory or tears. Yeah, isn't that true, Tamisha? Yeah, it comes in waves. Like, oh, I'm okay. Sometimes you might see my pictures, guys, like, oh, smile, my eye. But maybe like 10 minutes later, oh, man, my mother's favorite song. Ah, you know. But you know what? There's something about tears and releasing it. And with grief, let it out. But just don't do anything crazy. Just don't do anything crazy. You know, as far as you're grieving, you know, listen, you know, I had a lot of time to work through a lot of things, and I'm still working through it. Someone said, oh, this is really, really fresh. You haven't seen anything yet. This first year has been, it's literally, like I said, first things coming, boom. You know, and this past year, it was like, oh, man. It's a different type of feeling. But, you know, I think and also remembering that we're getting older. We're getting older. So in grief, you know, at the same time, my mom was like, just live. You know, just live. And guess what I'm doing? I'm living. I'm living my life. Is it becomes hard sometimes? Yes. I remember thinking this one time, I said, Lord, please don't let anybody else pass. I can't get through it. And guess what? You know, like, you're going to get through it. And guess what? You know, and some people have passed, you know. Hey, what's going on? I got my, what's going on? Cuz, love you, cousin Reverend Dr. Wright. Love you too, Archbishop, my cousin Archbishop Anthony Jones. I'm going to have to bring you on here soon, cuz. Love you, man. Susan said, I remember to your mama and auntie on your radio show back in 2008 special. Oh, yeah, you remember that. You remember that, Mama Flavor. I remember talking to, yeah. You know, Mama Flavor, you know, I told my mother, I was like, you know, so I told her all about you, you know, and like, yeah, you did talk to her. You did talk to her and her sister, you know, they were on my show. And I was planning on doing that again right before my mother passed, you know. So, Mama Flavor, we go back. We go back at least, man, at least 15, 16 years, something like that. You know, at least 15, 16 years, Mama Flavor. Yeah, I remember that. You know, I'll tell you this, guys, when you grieve, you're going through grief, it's great, even if you don't say anything, even if the person just knows that you are there. So Tamisha, I appreciate it. I want to say I appreciate Tamisha. She's always like, you ready to hang? I got you, G. Come on, let's hang. So I appreciate that, Tamisha, always for the prayers and the consideration and thinking about me. And so I appreciate the prayers. I appreciate everyone basically on here who I know now have said a prayer for me, and I've said a prayer for you. You know, so I appreciate that. So sometimes it's one of those things where sometimes you just need people who are just going to be there. You just know that, look, I'm here if you need me. I might not even say anything, but I am here, you know. And, you know, sometimes that's all that people need to know. You know, I'm here if you need me. And so grief is good, and it's also good. I'm going to go back to this thing about isolation. I think it's very, very important that we don't isolate. And I'm saying, Tamisha, that's true what you said. Tamisha said, it's good to know that you are not alone and someone sees you. Yeah. It's so good. What's going on, Pastor? Too good to second. What's going on, Pastor? You know, and it's so great to know people are around you. People are around you who love you, who are lifting you up in prayer. And my home church, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, First Baptist Church, I got to tell you this. You know, when my mother passed and my mother wanted me to preach, you know, she's like, people are getting older. I want you to preach my, and then at the end of it, she's like, are you sure you'll be able to preach? I said, Mom, it would be an honor to preach your eulogy. Because of everything you've deposited in me, it will be an honor. And listen to this. God got me through that. It was a miracle, okay? God got me through that. Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker was like, he's like, if you need something, just let me know. He walked me through it. And, you know, he said some things that are just between he and I that, like, I do believe that not everything is not for Facebook. You know, as my mother would say, I do believe that. There's some things just personal, that's yours. But I praise God for Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker being there and for being there. My mom loves stuff, so Frank D. Tucker, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. I love him too. He's my home church. I grew up at First Baptist Church in New Hampshire, Randolph. New Hampshire, Randolph Street, Northwest in Washington, D.C. And I tell you this, you know, I praise God that he was there. Church family was there. And listen, guys, it's great when you're going through to have people who are there to pray for you. People who are there, you know, he allowed me to preach in his pulpit. I preached in the pulpit at my mom's funeral. And guys, that whole thing about grief. You know, it's okay. I'm going to tell you this. It's okay to talk about your loved ones. And you're not stuck if you honor those people who have shown you love, if you've honored those people. It is okay. And it doesn't mean you're stuck. It means you're honoring them. But it's a healthy balance. You have to have a healthy balance with grief. You know, where you're looking forward, where you're thanking God and saying, Lord, I'm believing that you're going to bring me through this, Lord. I'm believing that you're going to give me the peace that I need to get through this thing that I'm going through. You know, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I think that's NIV. I think the King James Version, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, right? You know, and I praise God. Now I think about things like Romans 8:18, right? I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. When I think about the fact that my love, my mother, my aunts, and my grandmothers, grandfather, they're not going through all these things that we're going through. We're still here, and we have to finish our journey. But I'm going to tell you this about grief. If you're grieving, I just want to let you know you're not alone. You're not alone. If you're feeling like this, like you are suicidal, call someone. Call 911. Call someone that you know who loves you. That you don't have to give. You don't have to hurt yourself. Listen, guys, I've shared this. I've shared this. You know, I was in a dark place. And it was the grace of God that kept me. It was the grace of God that kept me. And, yeah, God, for real, the grace of God that really kept me. Some of the grace of God has kept some of us. And sometimes, guys, when we have lows, we have the highs and we have the lows. And sometimes we have the lows, we cannot get back from that. But I want to tell you that you are not alone. Yeah, Tamisha said, the devil will try to convince you, no one cares for you. Oh, yeah. And if there's no hope, listen, hope is what gets me through. Hope is what gets me through each day. Because, listen, I told God, you know, when my mom passed and I was leaving that hospital room, I said, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm being honest. I'm like, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Look, you took my mama gone. I am ready. And he's like, I just heard, you know, you have work to do. You have work to do. She ran her race. If I want to see her again, listen, I've got to run my race. You want to see your loved ones again? Love your... Listen, I just want to encourage you, don't give up hope. So we said the grace of God kept us, all of us, from losing our mind and taking ourselves out. Yeah, the grace of God, God's mercy, prayers. Listen, I thank God for the prayers. You know, and it's amazing that, like, right before my mother passed, you know, she told me, she said, you know, I believe that I was supposed to stay here, that God saved me. But listen, my mother had almost passed like 4 or 5 different times. I was like, Mom, you have more lives than a cat. You know, but you know what? She said, you know, God kept me here for you. And once, right before she passed, she said, are you okay? I said, Mom, I'm going to be okay. She said, you're sure? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to definitely miss you, but I'm going to be okay. You know, and listen to this, guys. Grief. Say to yourself, I am going to be okay. No matter how long it takes for your heart to heal, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to be okay. And guys, if you feel like you need to talk to someone, therapy is a blessing. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a therapist. But listen, therapy is a blessing. Sometimes it's about having someone to talk with who doesn't have anything to gain from the decisions that you have to make. See, sometimes people come around, they say, I think you should do this, I think you should do that, because they're also thinking about themselves, how they can benefit from whatever decision you decide to make. But it's good to go to someone who can be objective and not subjective and can hear you and say, hey, have you considered this? Or what do you think you should do? You know, Therapy is not telling someone what to do. You just help guide them. They come with their own decisions. Tamisha says, and you are not less spiritual for seeking therapy. Thank you for saying that, Tamisha. Yeah. And you are not less spiritual for seeking therapy or lacking faith. Listen, sometimes you need someone just to talk to. I need you to talk, listen, and let's talk. I need you to listen. And guys, listen, God will use, God can use some people to help you get through what you're going through. So I just want to encourage you, if you feel like you want to give up, if you feel like you want to, you're ready to end your life, I want to encourage you to call someone. I just want to encourage you to call someone. People are hurting. And I hope, guys, that will listen. And I pray that your parents and things like that, you don't blame yourself. You know, people make decisions. But I pray for those who are going through. I pray for my family, those who are hurting right now. You know, I pray for peace. You know, but God will bring us through it. God will bring us all through our grief, through our pain, through our hurt. I just want to encourage you, this is the time to pray. If it's not time, pray now. Pray, guys. Pray. Pray. Pray now. Give thanks now. And to me, it says people go to a physical doctor, but not one for their mind and emotions. Finding a good therapist, if you need to talk to someone, do that. Do that. If you need to talk about your grief, do that. And guess what? Therapists have therapists. Therapists have therapists. Yes, we do. Therapists have therapists. You know, but take your mental health for real. A lot of people are going through and saying, oh, I'm going to get through it. But you're doing all this crazy stuff because you're not dealing with the pain. Let's deal with the pain. Let's unpack the pain. And let's move forward. Talk about grief and loss. You know, soon I'm going to talk about mental health again, and we can talk about different issues that people are going through. Depression, anxiety, PTSD. People going through a lot. Addictions. Sometimes it's just because people are not dealing with their issues, their emotions. If you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. If you need to talk to your pastor, talk to your pastor. If you need to talk to about mental health, go to a therapist. Find a therapist. Go in psychology today. If you feel like you are ready to end it, call 911. Call your pastor. Call someone you love. And it's just like going on, guys. It's just a lot going on. But I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. I hope something's spoken, something's shared. And thank you for those who have shared on the chat on Facebook Live. I appreciate you guys for sharing. You know, because guess what? This is real. What people are going through, what people are experiencing is real. We are going through a lot. But guess what? God will bring us through it. God will bring us through it all. Just keep the hope. Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Matthew 11:20-30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. I pray that you guys are encouraged today. I pray that you are encouraged that you are not alone, that God loves you. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will just fill your rooms, your hearts, your lives, fill you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you allow God's Spirit to minister to you wherever you are tonight. You know, things take time. Just be willing to open your heart and to allow the healing to begin. Forgive yourself if you feel like you weren't there when that person took their last breath. Forgive yourself. That's not going to bring the person back. But while you're still here, you still have to live. While we're still here today, we have to live. You know, and it takes time. But forgive yourself. And God bless you, Dr. Terrell. I appreciate you so much, Dr. Terrell, for that message. I saw that message. I saw something come up. And I want to say God bless you guys. I want to say God bless each and every one of you who came through, like one of my cousins, Archbishop Jones, a couple of my pastor friends, Pastor Troy, Pastor Too Good, the second. God bless you guys for coming through. I'm a flavor in the house, Tanisha. I appreciate you guys for coming through, for real, for real. And for those who are coming through later, God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. So Susan, Mama Flavor said, I love you, G. You have beautiful memories that will hold when you need a hug. God has you, and you have many people that love you. I, too, am blessed when it comes to love. It came from. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mama Flavor. Thank you, Susan, a.k.a. Mama Flavor. She knows you guys as Lady Flavor, but I call her Mama Flavor. Yeah, I thank God for those memories. I remember that last hug, just imagining getting that hug. Thank God for the memories. God bless you. Be encouraged. And it's okay. You know, we're going to feel the way we feel. Just don't stay there. And release the pain. Release the hurt. You know, release those things. Hey, Shay. Thank you, T. God bless you, too, Tamisha. God bless you, too. And thank you. Thank you, Tamisha. I really do. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm trying to like the things. Hey, Shay, I'm trying to like the things, but while I'm trying to like the earth things, names keep popping up. I want to say God bless you. I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. We talk about grief. If you're grieving, it's okay to grieve. You know, just don't stay there. You know, like Matthew, I'm going to read Matthew again, Matthew 11:20-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that reminds me of this song. Receive my love today. Don't turn and walk away. Yeah, that's it. My voice is like, done. Yeah, but receive my love. Receive his love. If you're going through and you're saying, Lord, I cannot get through. I'm grieving right now. Receive his love and allow God's love to touch your heart and your soul. That's what I want to tell you guys. Okay, God bless you. You guys have a good night. I'm continuing to keep my prayer, my family, your thoughts and prayers tonight. Again, I'm not gonna put my cousin's business out there, you know. But just say a prayer for my family, and you know. And I just want to say God bless you guys. And if you're going through grief and you're dealing with grief and loss, it's okay to find someone who a mental health therapist to talk to. Talk with, share your thoughts with, talk about what you're going through. You know, It's better to deal with it than to hold on to it, than have health problems, to have behavioral problems and outbursts because you're not releasing that pain. So release that pain. Thank you so much, Mama Flavor. Thank you so much. Please pray for my cousins. Love you. God bless you guys. Be encouraged. And thank you guys for encouraging me. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you guys for encouraging me. We're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. All right? God bless you. Be encouraged. You are not alone. God loves you, and so do I. I hope to see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you and have a good night.